It's time for bed, baby. Yes, it is. How did I know you're going to be difficult? Come on, love. What if I told you I'd read you a bedtime story? It's still not good enough. What do you want then? You want me to make up a bedtime story? Off the top of my head? Okay. But you gotta come here right now and behave. Deal? Good. Come here. Get comfy. Close your eyes. Your eyes closed. Are you all comfy now? Okay. Here it goes. Once upon a time, a long, long, long time ago, in a place so far away, was a great kingdom with a great wise king who lived in a great walled city on a castle in the hill upon its center. Those in his kingdom said this king was the wisest king in all the world, and he saw the world so differently. And thus, his kingdom had untold prosperity and untold wealth. This went on for 50 years, until one day, the rain stopped falling. It stopped falling for 1 year, then two, then 10. And the miles and miles in farmland that comprised his kingdom dried up and turned from green to black. Nothing grew. And the farmers and plowshares that worked the land took up swords and spears, turned to thief and mercenary. They took up the sword for so long that even if rain fell, they would have forgotten how to plow the land. Two of such farmers were John and Hubert. John was a strong brute. They said he had the strength of 10 oxes, and Hubert was uncommonly clever. They did mercenary work for some time, accruing all sorts of scars and bruises across their bodies, committing acts of unkindness throughout the land just to get by. All the while, their minds thinking of the walled city and all the people within it that lived within prosperity. For you see, when the drought came, the king closed the city, sealing it. All that entered were goods coming from the port, and soldiers who tried their hardest to keep the peace in the land. Hubert and John, they both wanted to get within the city. They saw it as a means to a better life. John believed he could fight his way into the city, kill the guards at the gate, scale the wall, and kill anyone else in his path to get inside. Hubert had a different idea. He thought, if we could sneak into the port and sneak into one of the crates that went to the city. Perhaps they could get inside and have a better life. That's just what they did. One day, they made their way out to the port, waited to a ship, docked, and all the crates were unloaded. They picked one at random, cracking it open, and stealing themselves away inside. Within the crate, they found all sorts of silks and linens of various qualities. So comfortable it was that they fell asleep within the crate. When they awoke, they weren't sure how many hours had passed. And when they cracked open the crate, they found themselves in a tailor shop. On all the walls, beautiful garments hung. When they got out of it, they were so overwhelmed with joy. They made it into the city. Hubert simply thought, we should just sneak out and try to find a place for the night. But John had different ideas. He said, let's steal as much as we can. Sell it. We can buy ourselves a great place here. John was digging and rooting behind the counters, looking for loose gold, when Hubert said, no, stop. We'll get caught if we do this. John says we must take something. Hubert looked into the crate. Take the lens if you must. And that's exactly what John did. Stole the silks and linens from within the crate that they came in. And they left that shop onto the dark streets. Hubert, eyeing the linens, came up with an idea. John, let's go to the king. John says, the king wouldn't want these linens. Besides, he would come down here if he wanted such things. No, said Hubert, we'll pretend to be great tailors from a far-off land. Come to make him a garment. He'll allow us to stay within his castle walls for as long as it takes to make such a garment. And while we're within the walls, we can steal whatever treasures are inside. John nodded and smiled. He liked this plan. So the pair made their way through the city. And after block by block, they were full of rage. They saw how well these people lived in these nice houses, with candle oil burning, the smell of food wafting through the air, laughter from within houses. They were distraught by how well these people lived. Their anger focused on the king, whose legend said lived in a castle made of gold and silver, of ivory and jewels, whose opulence knows no bounds. When they arrived at the gate, they were shocked not to see guards, but a sole advisor standing by the gate. The advisor walked up to them. Hello, men. What are you doing at such a late hour of the night? How can I assist you? Hubert and John were shocked. They expected guards, not an advisor to the king. Hubert took the lead. Hello. We are great tailors from a far-off land. We've come to make a garment for your king. The advisor looked at the men up and down, looked at their raggedy clothes, and said, you are great tailors? Hubert, realizing immediately the error, said, of course, but we do not make clothes for ourselves. We are far too humble to wear any of the garments that we can construct. We only make garments for those truly worthy. The advisor was uncertain, but He figured he would allow the king to make a decision for himself. Very well, said the advisor. You may stay here for the night in one of our suites. And in the morning, I'll have an audience with the king. And you can tell him of your goals then. Huir smiled and said, thank you very much. The advisor led him within the castle walls, up to a room with a nice, soft down bed, rich, flowing wine, tasty bread. John and Huir, they were like, this is the life within the castle walls. What extravagance, what luxury. They finally felt like they had made it. God, these stories always knock you out so quick. I'll finish the story another night then. I love you so much. Night night, baby.